You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
The organization Via Campesina announced that 100 actions are being prepared around the world to celebrate the International Day of Peasant Struggle. The actions include video screenings, demonstrations, art shows, protests against genetically modified food, and street theater, in addition to exchange of information, conferences, and publications. The 13th International Day of Peasant Struggle is taking place across a world shaken by a global multi-crisis affecting food and agriculture, the environment, and all of financial and economic life, the statement reads. Meanwhile, farmers and people's resistance is growing everywhere, and the food sovereignty movement is gaining recognition at many levels of the political and social scene. As examples of the victories obtained, La Via Campesina mentioned the negotiations between Central America and the European Union to sign a free trade agreement, which collapsed after Nicaragua left the negotiations due to the pressure exerted by the social movements. And the address by General Coordinator of Via Campesina, Henry Saragi, to the United Nations General Assembly, who requested the approval of a declaration of the rights of peasants. Among the successes, the peasant movement mentioned the measures taken by Bolivian President Evo Morales to acknowledge the importance of the native communities of the country, and the ban on the production and cultivation of GM maize MON A10, recently adopted by the German government. According to the statement, Henry Saragi said, "Those recent victories show that the wind is turning and that time has come to redirect food policies towards local food production and sustainable farming." This is why, in the framework of April the 17th, Via Campesina reaffirms that peasant agriculture must replace industrial export-oriented agriculture in order to guarantee stable food supplies, employment around the world, healthy food for all, and the protection of the environment, concludes the Peasant Federation in their statement.
You're listening to Real World News.